Good morning. I'm so excited to be here. It is my family. So if you don't know Rachel and I, my name's Gary, Rachel Chaney. We've been coming here for almost 20 years. We have three children, one unofficially adopted from Zambia, Africa, and her name is Melinda, and then we have my daughter Leah and my son Luke. So we have three children. Rachel and I are both nurses. I'm a nurse practitioner, and God is just kind of radically, like John said, I don't know really how it happened, but he just transformed both of us, and we started, you know, fulfilling our purpose. And that's kind of what I want to talk to you about today is, what is your purpose? What is our purpose? You know, life, before I get started too, it's like, I'm excited about the Chiefs game. I know everybody else is too, right? We're really excited about it, and it could come down to a Butker field goal, who knows? So, I'm excited about that, but we also should be excited because, you know, sports and everything comes and goes, and it's a game. But life and our purpose is very, very, very important that we know our purpose and that we're fulfilling our purpose while we're here. So life is very short. We're given so many years. We're given so much life here on this earth compared to eternity. I mean, this much compared to eternity. And we need to know not a panic, right? Not a panic. And not to be shaken, right? In the song, not to be shaken, but an urgency. There needs to be an urgency in fulfilling our purpose here on this earth. So have you ever asked yourself why you're here? Why am I here? Why was I created? Why did God give me one more day on this earth? What is my purpose? If you got your overview when you came in, that's kind of what I'm going to follow going through. It's just kind of an overview. But nothing defeats Satan more than a Christian living out his purpose. Nothing defeats Satan more than living out your purpose. At the end of your life, He's not going to say, you know, how wealthy you got, how successful you are. He's got to know, what did you do with the time that I gave you on this earth? Did you fulfill your purpose? So today I'm going to talk about what is your purpose, but before that I'm going to talk to you about the truths about your purpose. You have to know the truths about your purpose. And there's three listed there. And then I'm going to get into your main purpose. And there's three main purposes why you were created. So the first one that I'm going to talk about is you were created for a purpose. Capital T truths. I went to Grace Adventure and it's an inner healing. Some people have been to it, but we talk about little T truths and capital T truths. And the capital T truth says, we were created for a purpose. So in Psalm 139, 13 through 16, and I'm reading from the Message version, it says, oh yes, you shaped me first inside and out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God. You're breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing to something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. And this is what I want you to emphasize. The days of my life all prepared before I'd even live one day. You were created for a purpose before you even were born. Before you even lived one day, you were created. Does this sound like you were an accident? does that scripture, if we believe scripture, are you an accident? Not at all. You were created for a purpose. This number two, capital T, truth, is that there's an opposition to your purpose. And if you live on this earth, you know that there's an opposition to your purpose. There's an enemy, Satan. Anybody that has a family, have kids, been in a marriage, anything that you do, there is an opposition. Satan does not want you to fulfill your purpose in your marriage, with your children, and life. So in Matthew 4, remember Matthew 4 where Satan or Jesus was tempted in the desert, and one of the temptations was that he took him to the top of the highest mountain and he showed him all the everything. He says, I'll give everything to you if you just bow down. If you just bow down and worship me. That's what he wants us to do all the time. I'll give you this new car. I'll give you this. I'll give you this. I'll give you this. You can have this because it distracts you. It takes you out of the game if he can get you away from your purpose. So if he tempted Jesus, he's definitely going to tempt you. So you need to understand that these capital T truths about your purpose, there's always, you were created for a purpose and there's always going to be an opposition. Always go to, and if you're aware that there's an opposition, you're better able to fight. You're better able to pray. You know, for a long time, most people can relate to this, but my life has been filled with struggles and battles. Blessings and battles. He's continually trying. He's tried to keep me from my purpose. And I'm sure that most people could sit down. You can sit down and talk about your life, and it would be similar, like a roller coaster. Hills and valleys, ups and downs. And he'll try. And he tries to keep, personally, from get in the way of my purpose, you know, with my marriage, with my children, with, you know, any kind, anything that I'm doing, missions, spiritual journey, everything, because he knows if he can keep me from doing that, he's got me where he wants me, right? And number three, there's a difference and a relationship between prosperity and your purpose. The word prosper, we have really confused. We always relate prosperity, seems like, from what I have observed, is we relate that with money. Prosperity, you're prosperous. You know, you got money in your pocket, you're prosperous. If you got a big house, you're prosperous. You've got this, then you're prosperous. But that's not what Jesus says about prosperity. It's not what the Bible says about prosperity. Prosperity, in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. You need to understand the word prosper in Hebrew literally means to push forward, to pass through, to break out, to move ahead. He doesn't say anything about financial wealth. He doesn't say anything about anything like that. The word prosper means to push forward, to break through something. To pass through, to break out. That's when you're prosperous, is when you're breaking through. So we need to understand that the relationship, there's a difference in a relationship between prosperity and purpose. And this is important too. We need to understand that God is more interested in your spiritual and your eternal parts of your life than he is your physical, financial well-being. Let me say that again. God is always more concerned about your spiritual and your eternal parts of your life than he is even with our physical and our financial. I know that's hard for some people because we suffer in these, I think James Harris calls it meat suits. Yeah, he said that before, I remember somehow. But in our flesh, we suffer. This body is fading away. It's fading away. So we need to understand that God doesn't always think like we think. I always say he doesn't play on the same playground that we play. It's upside down kingdom. So we need to understand that he cares more about our spiritual and eternal. And he'll do anything to get us to be that. He's preparing us to be more like Jesus. The goal is to become more like Jesus every day. It says in Psalm 1:3, they are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit in each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in everything they do. So we need to be planted close to the riverbank. We need to all be planted close where we can get the water from Jesus, right? That ever-flowing water. We need to be always close to the riverbank. Think about Joseph. Think about Job. Just bring out a man of faith in the Bible, man or woman in faith of the Bible, and ask yourself, did they prosper? Job suffered tremendously, but did he prosper? Yes. Did Joseph, all that he went through, did he prosper? Did the disciples, even though, you know, they went through a lot in that 3 years, but they prospered with Jesus? And did Paul prosper? So we need to understand the word prosper doesn't necessarily mean that's your purpose. If you're prosperous in life, the American term for prosperous doesn't necessarily mean that that's God's meaning of prosperous. Okay? So I just want us to know and get that in our hearts that it's not the same. So what is our purpose? Why are we here? Why were we created? Why did God give us another day? Why does he continue to give you another day? Why does he continue to give us another day? Is it just to get up and go to work every day? Is it to take care of just our own family? Just huddle around and take care of just our own family? Is that why we were created? Is it to accumulate more wealth and just to feel comfortable and safe? Like John was saying, and we were saying when we were singing the song, you know, it's like not be shaken. I know that we've went through a lot in the last 2 years with COVID. And it's been very hard on a lot of people. But it shouldn't keep us from our purpose. It shouldn't keep us from our purpose. I know that Satan has really tried in my life. I'm on the front lines. I'm a nurse practitioner. I test for COVID every single day for 2 years, face-to-face with COVID every day. And in that, I get tired, weary, beat down, frustrated, you name it. And I feel like God's trying to get me for my purpose. But we need to know that that's not what it's about. It's not what, you know, we need to refocus. We need to know that no matter what happens, God is bigger than COVID. He's bigger than anything, any obstacle in our life. So we need to understand that. Is it, and I don't want to touch on any, you know, hot spots, but it's not for us to complain about religion and politics either. That's not our purpose. It's not. Sorry. It's not our purpose. We can get so distracted and so into that that you completely forget about your purpose. And it's not for us to gossip. That's not our purpose. And it's not for us to live our lives in fear. It's not our purpose. We should look different than any other people on this earth. We should look different. We should act different. We should talk different. We should love different. So the Bible tells us there's three main reasons, and John, if you could put that up. There we go. So there's three main reasons why you are here and why you were created. This might look familiar to you guys. We used this here at Harmony before. I think maybe I moved things around a little bit. But our three main purposes here on this, for us, if you look at the Bible and just look at it as a whole, the first reason why you're created and why you're here is to give glory to God in everything that we do. The second is to be more like Jesus. And the third is to make disciples. And the outward relationship is relationship with others. This is so important. This is so important for us to know and to embed into our mind and our heart that this is why we're here. We don't go around saying that, you know, but this is, we should know this. And it says, you can't, as a Christian believer, you cannot have one without the other. So you can't just sit in church and give praise all day long or forever and never do the others. It's got to impact you. Giving praise and glory to the Lord should change you and make you more like Jesus. And you can do these two. You can give glory to God, and it can make you more like Jesus, and you could keep it all to yourself. And you could just stay here and just keep it all to yourself, and then you could die and not ever go out and do exactly what Jesus told him to do, told us to do before he left. Disciples. So you can be like I was, and I was went on my first mission trip, and I was like gung ho, and said I'm going to go, and I'm going to go to Haiti, and I'm going to save all these people, and I'm going to help them, and I'm going to do so much. And I went to Haiti, and I did. I felt my purpose for the very first time in my life. I knew without a doubt what I was created for. But I went and I was going there making disciples, and then the Lord stopped me. The Lord stopped me. After I'd been there a few times, he had stopped me. And I went through a hard time in like 2012, and he said, Gary, I know that you'll go. But he said, how can you go and tell other people about me when you don't know me? How can you go and tell people about me when you don't know me well enough? And that really got me. I was going and doing and doing, but I didn't have that up relationship daily like he wanted me to have. So we can do these, but to be complete, to be the complete about what God put us here, we need to be doing all of these. They should flow. One should affect the other, and then the other one make you want to do going out. And I know a lot of people do this, and I'm not saying that nobody knows their purpose or anything, but if I can change one person here, if I can impact one person to know that their purpose, or if I can, you know, get somebody to just reevaluate themselves and saying, am I doing this? Or am I being transformed by an inward relationship? Am I going out? Am I doing anything? Am I making disciples like Jesus told me to do? Because God didn't leave us alone with our own power and strength to do this. Because in the middle it says, what God has given us to be able to fulfill our purpose. What did he leave us? Did he leave us alone? He didn't leave us alone. He left us with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. He didn't leave us alone. You have this access daily, every second, every hour. You have access to the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. So in out and up relationship, it's very, very, very important that you know why you are created. And on the overview that I gave you, I gave you a few scriptures there, and I'll read a couple off of each one. But throughout the whole Bible, it'll tell you, and there's many, many scriptures about each one, but we're created to give God the glory. It says, the heavens proclaim the glory of God. Isaiah 43:7 says, everyone who is called by my name, who I created for what? My glory, right? If we were created for his glory, then we should be giving the glory to him. Number two, to be made more like Jesus. Genesis, so God created man in his own image, the image of God he created him. Male and female he created them. So he created them his own image. Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. Sounds like our purpose, right? The good things that he planned for us long ago. And then to make disciples, to go tell others about Jesus. Therefore, go make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We say it a lot. We know this verse and everything, but are we doing it? John 15:8, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. And 2 Corinthians 5:20, so we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. So how do we fulfill our purpose? How do we fulfill our purpose? So Romans 8:28, I didn't put this on your overview, if you want to write it down, Romans 8:28. And we know in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. So I've been reading this devotional for a long time. It's called The Mysteries by Jonathan Cahn. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the book. But I was just reading a devotion the other day and it struck me. And he was talking about who has more authority, a private or a general? Who has more authority? General. Right? General. So when a general gives orders, they usually get carried through, right? So when he says something, it gets done. That's how it's supposed to work, right? If you're supposed to get done. And nothing that general gives to the private will be impeded for the most part, right? It should get done and nobody can get in his way because he has orders. He has orders to fulfill from the general. So every soldier, every rank must yield to him in fulfilling his assignment. Before him, every gate must open and every door must be unlocked. So let's apply this to the universe, to our life and everything. Who's the general? Who's the general? God. Who's the private? Right. When do we have the same authority? There's a time that the private has the same authority as the general. And that's when what? When he's carrying out those orders, right? He has the same authority. It's interesting. He has the same authority as that general while he was doing what the general has ordered him to do. He's carrying the general's authority in what he's doing. So what about us? apply that to us. When do we have the same authority? When we're following and carrying the mission out that he told us to do. He has given us authority. It says in Scripture we've been given authority, right? So we have the same authority when we are carrying out his duty. When we're called according to, in the Scripture it says, called according to his what? Purpose. When we're called according to his purpose. What is his purpose? It was what we was talking about. The purpose. Fulfilling the purpose. So every gate must be open. Every door must be unlocked. When we are carrying the directions, the mission, everything that God has given us and set us out to do in our life, if we're carrying that, then we carry what he has given us, and every door must be unlocked. Every gate must be opened. So when you're in the will of God, fulfilling your purpose, and all hell comes against you, don't be discouraged. Don't give up. It's a good sign. We don't look at it like that. It's an upside down kingdom. We don't look, when we're like, believe me, I've been beat down and everything, and I'm like, the last thing it feels like is that it's a good thing. But it is a good sign. It knows that you're in the will of God. Because Satan doesn't waste his energy. He doesn't waste his energy on somebody that's not in fulfilling their purpose. If you're not fulfilling your purpose, or you're doing something that is not in God, what God wants you to do, Satan's not going to bother you that much. But if you are carrying the orders, if you are on the battlefield and you're carrying the orders and you're doing what you're supposed to do, believe me, it will come. And it has come. But it's a good sign. The enemy doesn't waste time. He does everything he can to keep God's purpose from being accomplished. So keep prospering. The attack in your life is a sign how great the calling, the blessing, the purpose, and the victory God has just ahead of you. So don't give up. Press on with God's authority all the more until you see breakthrough. There's purpose. Breakthrough. Prosperity, breakthrough of the purpose he has given you. When do you feel like your purpose? How do you guys feel like when you know something's your purpose? Have you ever done something and you know that's what you were created for? Have you ever done something with kids or taking care of somebody or giving or missions or whatever, or preaching or teaching, have you ever done anything in your life that you're like, it just switches a switch inside of you and you're not like, makes you happy inside and you're alive? If you've ever encountered that, don't you think that was put in you? That was put in you. Romans 12, 6 through 8 says, We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance to your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. And if it's to show mercy, do it cheerfully. So I want to encourage you guys today to fulfill your purpose, to find, if you don't know, to find it inside of you and to go forward, to prosper in that, to move forward in that. Whatever it is. Because you can, like I said, eternity, right? The time you have right here is so short to eternity. So if you could live your whole life and miss your purpose, and that's not what he's going to ask you, what did you do with the time that I gave you? It's not too late. Doesn't matter how old you are at all. doesn't matter. You still have breath in your lungs. You can do it. So I just encourage you guys that he has given us, he's put a unique gift inside of each one of us. So James 1:12 says, and then I'll close, "Blessed is the man or woman who remains steadfast under trial. For when he or she has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." So it's not a waste of anything that you do. God sees everything, and his promise is that he is coming soon to bring reward to everything that you have done. Not that we are doing that only for that, but he sees everything. He knows everything, and he will be repaying you for everything that you have done. And he has given you the Holy Spirit. He has given you the Word of God to fulfill your purpose. And I just want you guys to take the takeaway from this is that if you feel your purpose or you feel that inside of you, that light come on, and to don't ignore that light and to move forward and to do that. And I just pray for each one of you that you'll take away something from this today, and God bless each one of you. Thank you.